Good morning and welcome back inside the cave. It's just after 8:10 on a Thursday morning. I'm letting Pat down because he's always right on the mark with 8:10.
Well, he is.
I'm letting him, down. I know he's listening.
And I just did find out that, and I don't want to take up much of our time, that Pat and I might have got a little bit of an award for the Athlete of the Week show.
Quite possibly.
Yeah.
Allegedly. Yeah,
tune in for that. You better hold up your...
A lot of pressure in this segment. The Lenawee ISD Athlete of the Week, brought to you by the LISD, honoring student-athletes for their excellence, determination, and success in competition and the classroom. This week's Athlete of the Week of the Onsted Wildcats boys basketball team, JT Hill, joins us in studio. JT, we'll kick things off by saying congratulations not only on the district semi-win last night and on the LCAA championship. There are still more things to do, but congratulations on getting those milestones in.
Thank you.
You look at your week last week. We nominated you based on your performance last week, and you put together a couple of nice performances. You had 21 in your win over Clinton. That helped you clinch a share of the LCAA championship. And then you followed that up with a 30-point night against Grosse Ile and that big win for the Wildcats. I talked to you, briefly off the air. It's kind of hard to pick which Onsted Wildcat to be Athlete of the Week because you guys are so even across the board. Like, it depends on the night who's going to really go off. What's it like playing on this team? Pretty special.
It is, and honestly, we all just see each other and we find each other on the court, and it all starts with our point guard, Talon Hutchinson. He's the motor to our offense, and he runs the show, and if he's finding anybody on a certain night, they could go off for 20, 30 points. And that's what they were doing for me last week, is he was finding me, and so was Rylan, and all the gut pack, Aiden Paukan was, and we were all just, they were finding me, and I was able to score.
It's been a few years since you've had nearly a 7-footer clogging up the lane. So you guards now can finally, play a little looser, right? I mean, it's a totally different style since the Davis family is on the program.
Yeah, I mean, we still have two big guys, Weston Rumsey, who's about 6'4", and Bryson Sutherland, who is about 6'7", but Wes does a great job sealing off the paint and giving us driving lanes, and he goes and gets rebounds for us.
6'7"? Well, they feed you kids over there. Oh, my goodness. It is a different style basketball, right? A little bit than what you played the first 3 years?
It's totally different. I mean, we play way faster, and we're up and down the court the entire time, but our defense is all the same. We're still playing defense and getting stops, but we play much faster offensively and spread it out.
Well, I was at the game last night, and I was tremendously impressed with how hard the Onsted team played. Give credit to Tecumseh. I thought they played exceptionally hard as well. They pressed almost the entire night, came at you, but you guys handled the ball very well. JT, I know you're not only a really good offensive player, but you take a lot of pride in your defense as well, don't you?
Yeah, we all do. And Coach Maska, that's what he lives and dies by. And we're going to play hard defense the entire game. And if you don't, you're not going to play. And that's just, and we knew Tecumseh was going to play as hard as they did. And so we had to match their intensity.
Well, you've played now. Have you been on the varsity all 4 years?
Yep, I have.
Yeah, how many? You've probably are approaching 100 games, I would think, or pretty close, with the regular season and postseason. You've had a lot of postseason games. You got to be approaching about 100 games of varsity basketball.
Yeah, I think it's pretty close. It's in the 90s,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Well, you've got a tough one on Friday night with Adrian. I know you stuck around and watched that last night. What do you think you have to do this Friday night to win the district again?
We have to play our defense, play our style, and we have to rebound because they're going to hit shots and they're going to shoot a lot, and they're a very good offensive team. But if we can get a couple stops and rebound the ball and play our game on offense, I think we can make it a competitive game.
Well, it's going to be, I think Ian said, we talked earlier, it's going to be the fourth time in the last 5 years that Adrian and Onstead have played for the district championship. And last year it was on a neutral court. This year it's going to be on Adrian's home court. What's next for you now in terms of, I don't want to get ahead of your season being over.
He's thinking about Friday, Mark.
Yeah, well, do you intend to go on and play basketball?
So next year I'm gonna go to Kalamazoo College, and I'm gonna play baseball.
Good for you.
So
good
for you. Those are my plans next
year. Well, you're gonna be in the MIAA, and at least
I thought we were gonna be friends, JT. I thought we were gonna be friends. That's okay.
Well, you've had an amazing career, and I know you don't want it to end anytime soon. It's been an amazing career. I mean, you've had a chance. How many district championships?
I have two in basketball.
Two, so you'd be going for number three.
Yep.
LCAA champs every year, I think, right?
Yep, 4 years. Yeah. Pack and I, Aiden Paul
Yeah.
Can.
It was just, 53-3 in the LCAA. And, you know, in a world of high school basketball where everyone makes the postseason, I think those league championships mean a little bit more, right? Is that something Coach Maska talks about, is taking care of the LCAA before anything else?
Yep, we have goals every year, and it's win the LCAA and then focus on the postseason. And the LCAA it's a grind the second half, but it doesn't matter how much you win by, you just have to win and get by, and we were able to do that for the last 4 years.
And this district pairing, JT, has been good the last few years, and it's like, man, it's a shame that, you know, only one of these teams would get a district title. But that, again, kind of adds to how special it is if and when you do win it.
Yeah, this is one of the toughest districts, I think, in the state. And, I mean, anybody could have won last night, Tecumseh or us, and anybody could have won against Madison or Adrian. And when you win, it's, like, awesome. But then it's like, now Friday we got to go play another one.
Well, the LCAA is going to have Hudson and Hillsdale, so one of the teams, I know you're hoping that it's going to be more than one, but LCAA is going to have at least one team advance and possibly two. And I know you mentioned the grind of playing. I think that was a great comment, because the first time in the league, everybody's kind of feeling each other out. But that second time around in the league, I don't care how good you are, it's tough. And sometimes you got to go back to their place, and I know Madison was probably chomping at the bit to try and get you guys at their place. And just tell us about that grind of a season. I know you've played a very competitive non-conference schedule as well.
Yeah, I mean, the grind of the LCAA, I think we played one or two home games the second half of the season. And so we were on the road the second time against almost everybody, and beating them by a lot the first time, and then you go in and you only beat them by 8-10 points the second time. It's that they know, because they know everything, and they know how to scheme up for our offense, and they play different defenses and change it up to try and make us mess up. And luckily we've been able to overachieve that most of the year.
Just looking ahead to Friday, JT, it's Onstead Adrian. Don't give away your whole game plan, but are you a team that likes to press the ball, play man-to-man, or kind of switch up your defenses depending on the night? I mean, Adrian's got a couple guys that can score. I don't know if you know this or not, but
I'm sure
they got a couple guys.
I'm sure Coach Maska and Coach Davis, they'll have a game plan and plans for us. I mean, most of the time we're just a man-to-man team, but we'll probably change it up and possibly.
Well, I think you changed it up last night a little bit. I thought a little 2-3 zone, and I thought a little, I don't know if you called it a triangle in two, but I thought at one time you were guarding Elam and Francis man-to-man, and everybody else was kind of matching up best they could. I could be wrong on that, but.
No, yeah, we changed it up to a zone, and then we just keyed in on Mossberg and Clement.
Clement and Mossberg, who are two really good players. Yeah. But, I know Brad well, and he's not afraid to mix things up a little bit. And, you've had a great career, JT, and I know you don't want it to end. As much as I'm sure you're looking forward to baseball, a couple more weeks of basketball would be good too, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I don't want it to end anytime soon.
No, it's when you've had the kind of success that you've had, and like I said, you're such a good two-way player. I really think your guys are really good defensively as a unit, connected, and you really hang your hat on that defensive end.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's Coach Maska hangs his hat on the defense, and he gets us playing hard. And
well, there you have it. Our Lenawee ISD Athlete of the Week of the Onstead Wildcats, senior boys basketball player, and future Kalamazoo College Hornet. It is what it is. Congratulations. That's a good baseball program, and I wish you all the success over there in your college career. But let's finish up high school strong. Our Athlete of the Week from Onstead, JT Hill. Thanks, JT.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be right back with more sports talk inside the cave. The LASD Athlete of the Week. Your hard work and dedication is inspiring us all. LASD, high quality education for students in Lenawee County.